bring in Mike Conti, and that means it's time for a check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
You know, I love when I wake up in the morning and I take a look at the headlines and stuff like that, and I see a couple of things I can use right off the bat in sports.
Shoot.
All right. You know, you love him or you hate him, but he's pretty amazing, Jerry Jones. You heard what he said about his coach, right?
No.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying that his coach has done a great job, but the Cowboys just aren't as good as they think are. Jerry Jones made the following quote at a press conference. In my opinion, Jason Garrett will be coaching in the NFL next year.
He's fired. See, I disagree with you. I think in the NFC East, the Cowboys are the most talented team, and they're underachieving big time. And for that, you have to blame the coach.
Oh, I think he's an average coach. He's never going to be a championship coach. No, you're right. No, I think you're absolutely right. He's not the man for that job. He isn't.
I mean, for the way that the Eagles, the Giants, and the Redskins are playing, this division should be wrapped up with the talent the Cowboys have, and it's not.
Yeah. And then Ron Rivera got fired yesterday.
Well, yeah, to see that coming.
Yeah.
They were competitive for a while. They're not now. If I'm Rivera, if he has any more years left on his contract, he should be a very happy man because he doesn't have to deal with Newton anymore, which is a good thing. So I don't think it's bad for Rivera because in the NFL there's going to be more people getting fired, and I'm pretty sure he'll get a job.
Yeah. Oh, I think what he should do though is do what some coach, just take a year off, go to the broadcast booth, take it easy. You know what I mean? I mean,
well, it all depends how much money he's making.
Yeah. I think that he can financially do that. But anyway, all right. So that's enough for football. It reports that Zach Wheeler has received at least one $100 million offer.
Wow. Yeah. That must be a five-year deal, four or five-year deal.
Five-year deal, and the White Sox have put that offer in. There's other teams: the White Sox, the Twins, the Reds, the Rangers, and Blue Jays. But I think
who are they?
The teams that are interested.
Twins.
The White Sox, Twins, Reds, Rangers, and Blue Jays.
Reds, Rangers, and Blue Jays. Well, out of those, you got to go to Minnesota.
Well, you would think so, but maybe they won't offer him that $100 million.
I'd go for less. You can't put a price tag on winning.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
I mean, and if I have an athlete that whose priority is not winning, I don't want him.
So the hot stove is heating up because, of course, I guess the owners meet next week, I think, or something.
Yeah, maybe the end of this week. I'm not sure, but I know it's coming up soon.
So we'll see.
And you're going to hear, you know, the Yankees are going to sign Strasburg and Cole. That's what you're going to hear, but that's not going to happen.
What they should say is the Yankees are going to go after Strasburg and Cole, but not that they're
going
to sign them.
Well, that's what they're saying, but that's going to turn into they're going to sign them both.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You know, there's not many people that want to play in the Big Apple, really.
Well, the taxes. I mean, it's a big deterrent. If you're making big, big money like these guys are and the X amount of percentages more that you pay in New York and California than other places, that's a lot of money. And you just don't want to throw that out the window. That's a lot of coin. I mean, for Wheeler, depending on where he's going, and Illinois is another top tax state, going to Minnesota for $90,000, you might net more money than going to Illinois for $100,000. I mean, don't think these guys don't figure that out.
All right. All right. So now that I've filled the airway with what I wanted to speak about, what do you want to talk about?
The Devils fired their coach yesterday a couple hours before the game.
Who'd they bring in?
Anything. They got some interim guy. I don't know. I don't even know who he is, but I don't think it's going to change things for the Devils. You know, you could fire all the coaches you want. If you're driving a 1964 Rambler, you could buy the best tires that money can buy. You're still not going to be able to go too fast with that car. And the Devils don't have the engines to make the car go, so it doesn't matter who's coaching. But you know, the coach is always the first one to go because you can't fire players, and they think that would maybe light a fire under some guys, but nah, it's not happening. Doomed to last.
All right. Anything else?
The Islanders lost again last night.
Uh-oh.
So their early season smash through the NHL is coming apart right now. They're not bad, but they're not playing anywhere near as good as they were, which is expected over 82 games. Now you have to see how quick they rebound out of it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Watched a little college basketball last night, so that put me to sleep real quick.
I didn't watch anything last night. I watched something in the afternoon, and then I just went to bed because I wanted to make up for all the time that I lost the previous 2 days with all the snow that we've had up here.
One, Louisville's got to watch out. They beat Michigan yesterday. They're the number one ranked team after Duke went down last week. They beat Michigan by 15, played pretty well last night. But it's not the big teams that these guys are getting beat by. It's the little teams. So they need to watch out when they play the little guys. It's amazing how after Kentucky beat Michigan State in that first game of the year, which was, you know, the Battle of the Titans, however you want to put it, every first-ranked team after that got beat by a Humpty Dumpty. Evansville beat Kentucky, and Stephen Austin beat Duke. So now Louisville better watch out if they got a little weak sister coming up. That might be the team that beats them, too. Never seen so many big teams get beat by little teams as this year so far.
It's happening. All right, I guess we'll go on to the weather and see if we get a warm-up coming here soon.
It's coming. It's coming.
Not soon enough for me.
Oh, me either.
All right, I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.